Judge Zudan considered, then said,
Nova ruled. The prosecution may continue.
Tahiri felt heat rising in her cheeks, but kept her face calm.
So, would it be accurate to say that you and Jason Solo were lovers?
Deccan continued.
We were involved,
Tahiri said bluntly.
Love had nothing to do with it.
So, we may assume that you were physically...
Objection,
Ehrmuth said again. His whiskers bristled, and he was the very image of wounded propriety.
Further questioning along this line verges on the salacious. A relationship has been established. No one here needs to know details. This is a trial, not a holodrama.
Sustained, said the judge. Prosecution may continue with another line of questioning.
The rest of her history was gone through, all with a subtly negative cast. She felt some agitation, but pushed it down. She'd expected this, and if there was anything Ehrmuth felt was damaging, he would revisit it and correct it in the cross-examination. Finally, the prosecutor arrived at the most recent events. Ehrmuth looked relaxed, perhaps even a trifle bored, but sufficiently attentive so that the jury did not think he didn't care. The press had been recording everything, but now they started paying more attention. One positive that had come out of the siege was the fact that, while her trial was still obviously news, journalistic attention was now divided. Still, she hated those hungry looks they gave her. She thought about the Solos, coming to visit her with the news that even after his death, Anakin still loved her. They knew who she was. Ben knew who she was. And Luke and Jaina, even Jag, who had found Ehrmuth for her. Everyone who mattered understood and forgave, and if this trial went badly, Tahiri knew that would be enough.
So, by this point, you are officially working with Darth Kydus.
It was accurate, as far as it went. Tahiri knew now that by the time Jason had begun seeking her out in order to have her assistance, he had gone over to the dark side. Ehrmuth's ear twitched slightly, but otherwise he seemed calm.
Yes.
There were several orders that you were asked to carry out that most beings of conscience might find unpalatable. What were your thoughts on doing such things?
Many beings obeyed orders from Jason Solo,
Tahiri replied, keeping the sharpness out of her voice with an effort.
Ah, yes,
Deccan said, turning away to give the jury a knowing glance.
I was just following orders.
Famous words uttered by many who did not wish to take responsibility for the harm they caused.
Yet without beings who obeyed orders, Darth Kydus could not have wreaked the havoc he did. Many would be alive today had not beings simply said, Yes, sir.
Objection, said Ehrmuth. My esteemed colleague knows full well what the consequences would have been to anyone who challenged a Sith Lord, which was what Jason had either fully become or was well on his way to becoming by the time he got his claws into my client. Also, this was not a civilian corporation. Tahiri Vela would not have been a simple whistleblower. She was in a military organization, and could not have challenged an order from a superior officer without extremely dire consequences. Especially when that superior officer was Colonel Solo. I trust I do not need to remind anyone here of the power he wielded at that point in time.
Sustained,
the judge said. Clearly, Ehrmuth didn't need to remind anyone.